In just a few weeks, we celebrate Christmas, and as we do, we begin to experience the anticipation of the holiday. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We look forward to being united with family and friends. We hustle to purchase and wrap the final presents. We prepare for the great meal that we will share. We can't wait to continue the family traditions that have become an integral part of the season. We recheck our shopping lists and stress out over the possibilities that we may have forgotten someone that we love. Could we be forgetting someone that we once loved? Someone that hurt us? Someone that we may have hurt? Is there someone that you haven't forgiven or asked to forgive you? Yes, we try to put the incident or situation out of our mind, but somehow, at Christmas, it all comes back to us. And it limits the joy and happiness that Jesus' birth should bring us. We're locked in a prison of our unforgiveness. In a spiritual sense, the greatest gift we have ever received from God, our Heavenly Father, is His Son, Jesus Christ. He became man destined to suffer, die on the cross, and rise again for the forgiveness of our sins. Through Jesus, we are forgiven. That forgiveness, however, comes at a price. We must forgive too. As Jesus' death on a cross unlocks the chains of our sinfulness, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to forgive those who have hurt us. So who is it? Who is the one person in most need of your forgiveness? Whether you visit them, call them, email them, send them a text message, forgive them. Isn't it time to put the past behind you? Isn't it time to look ahead with our eyes on the prize of heaven and everlasting life? Isn't it time for forgiveness? Unlock the prison of unforgiveness that burdens your heart at this time of the year. And then celebrate Christ's birth and bring you the joy and happiness greater than you ever imagined. It might just be the one gift that you'll remember for a lifetime. Merry Christmas, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.